Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Christina Kelly, Kristen Banger, and Tim Hawks. I would like to talk about spontaneity. What makes something spontaneous? Christina, go first.
Well, I love the word spontaneous. It just even sounds fun and something that I wish I embraced more in my life. I found it interesting when I looked up some definitions of spontaneous, and much of what I saw was doing was natural and something without effort. And I thought, for people who like control and are very type A, I feel like spontaneity is the opposite. It's not natural. It has to be planned. Mm-hmm. And it's, in my mind, stepping outside of the comfort zone, kind of giving up control and just deciding to go for it, whatever it is.
And I would say, again, I agree with you that spontaneity is the absence of planning and it's the absence of forcing something, but we all listen to spontaneous humor. And so obviously when that happens, it's without planning, or spontaneous chemistry, which is without forcing, it just happens naturally. And I think that even us type A's can really appreciate that. So we have to plan our spontaneity. We have to say, I'm going to leave a window open at the end of the week, and then whatever happens can happen. And I think that that helps me as a person who likes to plan every dot and tittle. And it certainly helps the people I work with to just call it planned spontaneity. It sounds ridiculous and like an oxymoron, but that's how I look at spontaneous behavior, because we all enjoy when it really is spontaneous.
Mm. It's an interesting one. I was thinking to myself, how can I be spontaneous in this discussion in order to demonstrate spontaneity? And I'm sitting here completely bereft of any form of idea of what I might do spontaneous. And therein lies the problem, does it not? In that being spontaneous is incredibly difficult and actually not hugely natural. And I'm also wondering, and this is forming as I speak, that being spontaneous, actually, is it for the other person or is it not? So, because I'm thinking, I would love people in my life to suddenly, I don't know, arrive and say, we're off to Jamaica for a week, or, you know, I've bought a new car. Or, you know, oh, okay, right, that's a bit disruptive, that works for me. And but it never happens, does it? And so, you know, I find myself wanting, but that's another story about me, which maybe for another time. But then I was thinking, I was linked then, you guys were talking about planned spontaneity. It's like, yeah, because when Dr. Robin said about this is spontaneity, I thought to myself about tickling, right? And bear with me here. When somebody tickles your foot, you know they're going to tickle your foot, but when they touch it, you are enjoy it, if you like being tickled anyway. But that unexpected sort of where they're going to touch me next piece, it's planned, but the detail of it, you don't know. And that's what makes it spontaneous. So I'm wondering whether, you know, spontaneity is actually not about an act of sort of unexpected, but it's more about how we receive it. So is it, for instance, you know, a police person might find that, you know, they're suddenly in a gunfight. Well, that's not spontaneous to them. That's their job. Whereas it would be to us. So, or a bit odd, that's odd spontaneity. Maybe that's not the best example. But what I'm trying to say is that, is spontaneity actually something that we own?
Hmm. I got to tell you, if someone came up to me and said, I planned a trip to Jamaica, it would freak me out. Like, it sounds nice, but I'd be like, oh my word, I have a whole week scheduled. What am I going to? No, that would not work for Robin.
Right. Well, that's, see, that, and therein lies the definition, isn't it? That would be great for me. I'd be gone in a flash. And I wouldn't even matter who I was going with.
You're not going with me because I can't deal.
Come on, Robin. Why not? Let's have some live a little. Come on. But I just do wonder whether spontaneity is actually how we see it, isn't it?
Well, if spontaneity is the absence of planning, then it seems to me that if somebody else has already planned the Jamaican trip, they're not the one who's spontaneous. They're just throwing it at you and you are now supposed to react to that. So I think that I think that being spontaneous is a skill set some people just have, and others of us have to embrace a little bit more of, so that we don't become complete stick in the muds, that we don't tie ourselves so tightly to the plans that we make that we're unable to be flexible. And I think that that goes into a business way. when you're making a plan and you don't put any flexibility in that plan, any room for spontaneity to happen, like then you don't put any room in that plan for improvement to happen. And you don't put any room in that plan for the unknown to occur and you to use it to your advantage. If you're so tied to planning and so inflexible to the absence of planning, it can be a really unhealthy way to run a business or a plan, if it's too strict. So spontaneity in that way, in the business way, I think should be something you leave room for. And if you are incapable, Robin, of leaving room for spontaneity, then you need to have people around you who you will listen to.
It's fine, as long as it's planned.
Come on, Robin, live a little, come on.
Well, so here's my question then. Where is the line between being spontaneous and living a little and being flighty?
Is there one?
In my world, there is.
There's some people I think who, like Kristen said, are just spontaneous by nature. And you need to have a few of those people or someone like me who is not usually spontaneous. I love having those people because they create fun and make me do things that I would have never initiated on my own. For example, I have a group of girlfriends during the pandemic. One of them said, oh, you know, we should go see this Van Gogh exhibit, immersive exhibit that's happening in Philadelphia. And this was 8 or 9 months ago where we didn't know what was going to be happening in October. And I thought, let's do it. I'm in, I'm buying the ticket. So although it was planning ahead, you had to buy the ticket, but it was a spontaneous choice. And now that the ticket's purchased, when it comes to the time to actually do the thing, you're like, okay, I'm in, I already planned this. I've got the ticket, but it was kind of a, don't think about it too much, just do it.
So I'm a great believer that I've done a lot of work recently around disruption and how disruption unifies people and brings them together. So, and I think spontaneity is a form of disruption. So as the receiver of spontaneity, I have to be disrupted. So I have to be pushed off a line that I'm currently on in some way. So the whole Newtonian thing, carry on along the route until something pushes you out the way. And I wonder whether, you know, if it's when we feel disrupted, like the stand-up comedian, for instance, will often say something you didn't expect. And that's what disrupts you, and you then unify because you're like, oh, you didn't expect that, did you? Oh, brilliant. We laugh along together. And I wonder whether the piece in there is about disruption. But going back to Christina's just made me think about something, which is that, which has gone straight out of my head and out the other side. Come back to me, because it was a good point. I'll come back to it in a minute.
That the beauty of spontaneity is that it allows you to explore things that were not in the moment in the plan. And what you have to accept with spontaneity is you might not always achieve something. And I think that's where very tightly wound, goal-oriented planning people struggle, because they don't want to do anything that they can't tie an achievement to. But sometimes spontaneity, just the act of it, you have to consider an achievement because it disrupted or it made you think differently or it made you laugh or it made you take a breath. But the actual things that were happening, like that trip could have been a really lousy trip, or those tickets bought could have not, COVID could have allowed that not to be the case. But that doesn't make it a bad thing to embrace a little bit of spontaneity, as long as you don't tie it to achievement every single time.
A quick question for you then. Does spontaneity involve somebody planning somewhere?
I feel like if you don't have some kind of plan, you show up and everybody's like, okay, let's do something. And everybody's like, okay.
Well, I planned a trip across the country for 2 months. And the entire plan was, I'm leaving on this day and I'm coming back on this day. Yeah. And it was an amazing trip. And I struggled with myself. There were times I wanted to, and then I stopped myself. I never made a reservation. I found myself in places where I'm running out of gas in the middle of a desert. Really bad, but I didn't plan. And it made for a life-changing 2 months for me, allowing myself to just do what happened every day.
Yeah. So. Now, it sounds great. It also sounds a fine line between brave and crazy. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to have to let you cut you guys off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. It was spontaneous and fun, and I appreciate that. I look forward to doing it again soon.